the latest from podnews.net.
Hi, Crime Junkies. I'm your host, Ashley Flowers.
Crime Junkie has pulled 5 episodes, apparently after the show was accused of plagiarism. Sources have belatedly been added to the show notes of other episodes. Quoted in Variety, creator and host Ashley Flowers says in part, "We are committed to working within the burgeoning podcast industry to develop and evolve its standards on these kinds of issues." It's our fault. The latest episode makes no mention of the issue. Meanwhile, a post in the Crime Junkie Reddit group makes accusations of suspicious reviews that appear duplicated, perhaps bought. Podcast Movement is doubling in size next year. The team have announced that Podcast Movement 2020 will be in Dallas, Texas next August, while a new event, Podcast Movement Evolutions, will be in February in Los Angeles, California. The host of ABC Radio's Start Here podcast, Brad Milkey, was asked questions by the Podcast Movement team. Podcasting is a great format to explore the complicated, he says. In a wide-ranging interview, you'll find linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Joe Rogan's podcast makes $75,000 per episode. That's according to Michael Bisping, a UFC middleweight champion. PRX and PRI merged a year ago. The CEO, Kerry Hoffman, has posted a look back at the first year and announced that there will be a new community podcast studio in Washington, D.C. and some research. What are broadcasters and newspapers doing with new forms of audio? The Reuters Institute has published a fellowship paper in which we're cited, which looks at developments in the UK, Sweden, Germany, and Austria. It's written by Aura Lindberg, executive producer of audio for Finnish broadcaster YLE. In podcasts today, Hitman is a new true crime podcast from iHeartRadio. Drinks Adventures starts a new season examining Four Pillars Gin, a flourishing Australian distillery in Healesville in Victoria. And Radio Undead is supposed to be an interview podcast interviewing the ghosts of serial killers and cult leaders, but they never quite get around to that. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.